Warbirds continuing their series today against Kannapolis. We're down to the dugout with Al LaBeouf, Special Advisor to Player Development and Baseball Operations. Al, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
46 years for you in professional baseball. When did your love for baseball first start?
Well, actually, I was fortunate when I grew up, and I didn't have a dad, but all my mother's brothers played, so they'd always pick me up, and one of them played golf, one of them played baseball, one of them played basketball, so I was able to kind of experience all the different sports at a very young age.
Obviously, with so many years in baseball, the game has changed a lot. What keeps you in it? What keeps you going every day?
Well, the reason why I do what I do is because I enjoy watching players or people achieve what their goals are. You know what I mean? I'm just a facilitator, you know, and the biggest gratification for me is when I get a phone call at 3 a.m. From a player that I might have that I had down the road, and they say, "Hey, Buffy, I just want to tell you I got called up, and I want to say thanks." That's why I do what I do.
The game has changed so much, but I imagine it's still some of the same core principles. You're trying to hit the ball squarely around ball, the round bat, and hit it square. What are some of the core fundamental philosophies that you're trying to teach these hitters as they're getting started in their career?
Well, I've been saying it for a long time. An offensive player is only as good as the pitches they swing at. So my whole premise is you got to get a good pitch to hit, and when you do, just put the barrel of the bat on the ball. Hit it as hard as you can. You can't steer it. All you can do is square it up. And as you know, when guys today, they're throwing 100. I mean, it's tough to square up. But the first things first, you got to get a strike to hit.
Mm-hmm. For you who spent time in the big league level, what are those conversations like with those guys who have grown up maybe doing it a certain way, and now you're trying to instill some philosophies that the Brewers organization might have?
Well, the one thing that, for me personally, is the beauty of teaching hitting, in my opinion, is trying to figure out what makes a guy good, okay? Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows when you're bad, when you're not swinging good.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. But if you don't have anything to go back on, okay, it's tough to get then the ebbs and flows are a little bit longer.
Sure.
So that's basically what I try to do. And at the major league level, it's not so much. They get into funks as well, but more times than not, they make good pitches on them, you know, up there. And every once in a while, they do that. They throw you pitches where you can't hit.
Sure.
And it always seems to be in a time where things aren't going so well, so it kind of just magnifies. So
let me ask you about the organization and some of the young hitters. I mean, obviously, we've seen Pratt go up to the big leagues, and Mate and Pena, and a lot of those guys. Who excites you the most that you've seen recently?
Well, I just came back from I saw our Biloxi team play in Montgomery, and the Burke kid, Mate, Adam Chesky, Fisher. I mean, I've been with the Brewers for 19 years, and this is hands down the most offensive talent we've had in our organization, and it's fun to watch, I'm telling you.
Can you speak a little bit to the Brewers organization as a whole? You mentioned being with them now for almost 20 years. What makes this organization so special?
I think first and foremost, I think they're all about the player. We do an unbelievable job analytically, all right? And, you know, for an old guy like me, the analytics are it's a tool, and you'd be foolish not to use the tool. And I think that's one thing as we as an organization, I think we do a really good job assessing the data and allowing the people in player development to implement that data to get them to do what they're supposed to do.
Let me ask you two kind of random ones as I let you go. Since you are in the big leagues, what's your favorite memory or moment with Euchre?
Oh, I tell you, there was many. I had the pleasure of playing. It might have been my second or third year. I was in Major League Camp, and he had a charity golf tournament, and he invited me to play. So it was myself, Bob Euchre, Robin Yao, and one of Robin's friends. And I tell this story all the time. I had a set of clubs, a set of Mizunos that I loved. I didn't want to get rid of them. Well, I put them on the cart, and And Robin Yount looked at me and he said, "Al, those are the ugliest clubs I've ever seen." So Robin ended up calling the ping place and set me up, and I ended up getting a new set of clubs. But as far as Uke is concerned, salt of the earth, man. I mean, it's listening to him talk or just tell stories about what he's done. He did everything, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And he was just a joy of a man, and he made you feel good
yeah.
when you talked to him, you know, and he knew everything about you. And I'll share one other story. I went over to Major League Camp for the first time, and I saw him, and he was just by himself, and I walked over to him. I said, "Hey, Mr. Uecker, Al LaBeouf." He goes, "Yeah, I know you. Hey, Al, how you doing? How's your son, Mac?" He knew my son's wow. name. And my son was like, I think it was 9, 10 years old. That's the kind of guy Bobby Uecker was.
That's awesome. As I let you go, obviously Independence Day weekend, a chance to be here in Williston for Independence Day. Why do you think baseball and American Independence Day is such a perfect marriage?
It's the American way, you know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, you know?
Love it. Love it. Al, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Al LaBeouf, down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.